Middle East and Africa.
Conflict in Central Africa. Congo's war intensifies. Rwandan soldiers may be outnumbering the rebels they back in Congo.
In January, at least 1,000 Rwandan troops crossed into eastern Congo, prompting a huge expansion of the territory under the control of the M23 rebel group. Rwanda's support for the Tutsi-led militia in the three-year conflict has never been much in doubt. Drone images have long shown its soldiers infiltrating the border, and suspiciously advanced weapons have turned up on the battlefield. Rwanda's government, which previously denied supporting M23, now neither confirms nor denies the presence of its troops in Congo. But a new report by UN experts, circulated this month, suggests that the scale of Rwanda's intervention is far larger than previously acknowledged. Some 3,000 to 4,000 Rwandan soldiers, a conservative estimate by the UN experts, are deployed in Congo's North Kivu province, according to the report. If so, Rwanda may have even more boots on the ground than M23, which is thought to command around 3,000 fighters. Further complicating matters is the involvement of Uganda, which is also quietly backing M23, the report argues. That country has a long history of intervention in its larger neighbour. Even now, it has an official military presence in Congo to fight the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF, Islamic State's affiliate in Central Africa. Yet unofficially, Uganda's army and intelligence officers maintain close links to M23. Uganda has also allowed Rwandan and M23 troops to use its territory to enter eastern Congo. The Ugandan government's claim to be unaware of any foreign troops moving through it seems implausible. One effect of the influx has been unprecedented territorial gains. Rwandan forces and M23 controlled 70% more territory in March, when the report was finalised, than they did in November, including Rubaya, one of the world's most important coltan mines. Since then, Rwandan and rebel forces have conquered yet more territory. On June 28th, for example, they captured Kanyabayonga, a strategic hilltop town straddling a major road. Some analysts think the latest conquest may presage a future push farther north, towards areas of North Kivu long ravaged by the ADF. The recent territorial advances by M23 strengthen its bargaining position. It launched its campaign in late 2021, accusing Felix Tshisekedi, Congo's president, of ignoring an earlier peace deal. But peace talks are at an impasse because it would be politically toxic for Mr. Tshisekedi to accept the rebels' latest demands. The presence of thousands of Rwandan soldiers in North Kivu makes a military solution to the crisis even less likely. Few outside forces have the appetite to fight the rebels. For one thing, it would mean going up against Rwanda's army, which is generally seen as one of Africa's most capable. UN peacekeepers in North Kivu tend not to engage Rwandan regulars. Moreover, Rwanda is one of the largest contributors to UN peacekeeping missions worldwide, complicating the politics of confronting its soldiers in Congo. A brief Kenyan-led deployment by the East African community withdrew in failure late last year, after Mr. Tshisekedi got fed up with its reluctance to fight. In contrast, the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, a regional bloc, seems keener on a real battle. In December, it began deploying troops from South Africa, Malawi, and Tanzania. Yet several lethal mortar attacks on South African bases suggest that Rwanda and M23 are ready to fight back. The main contributor of troops, South Africa, has lost 5 soldiers killed and 33 injured this year. Its force is hemmed in around Goma. M23, which denies any link to foreign powers and says it is fighting to protect oppressed Congolese minorities such as the Tutsi, is publicly combative. "The invincibility of our army is due firstly to our noble cause," says its spokesman. "The SADC force," he adds, "will go home in coffins." Daniel Van Dalen, an analyst for Signal Risk, a South Africa-based consultancy, says SADC had overlooked that it was facing a conventional military in the Rwandans rather than a Congolese militia. "This is nowhere near over," he says.